going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, welcome back. We have been talking, to, of course, every week to Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation, senior advisor down there. Genevieve, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good.
Yeah, you know, I'm always happy when every week it's something new. We find out about some new government waste or fraud. In the case of like NPR and PBS, we've known about this for years, and it's sort of been a stick in the craw of conservatives, I know, who see the kind of bias that even when there are questions to these leaders of PBS and NPR in front of Congress, they seem to be surprised when they find out that 100% of the people in their newsroom are registered Democrats. They don't.
Right.
The bias is right there in front of them, and they can't see it. Are we about to finally see some defunding of this state-run television?
Well, Mark, I think it's the best chance we've had since this thing was created by Lyndon Baines Johnson. Conservatives have been complaining about it for years, as you rightly noted. But, right, nobody's ever really, really gotten serious. But the president has now asked Congress in a rescissions package to eliminate their funding. That doesn't mean they're going to go away, unfortunately. But they get a lot. They get over $1 billion every 2 years from taxpayers, and not just liberal taxpayers, but all of us. And if anybody listens to them, I just literally had the radio on yesterday and I put on NPR and they were talking about, you know, Pope Francis dying and his legacy. Every single person they interviewed was on the left and had, you know, their view of Pope Francis, but there was only one view, right? They did not have a balanced report at any point during the program that they talked about this issue. And that's just one example. You know, they would talk about him and how great he was on climate change and how great he was for social justice and so forth. And I'm not dissing Pope Francis, but there were different views of his papacy.
Yes.
And his thoughts on some of these things. They had no one from any other angle talking about his papacy. And that's just, like I said, one example. You pick any issue, they talk to one side. That's just the way they are.
I think
they know it. That's what they are.
It's true. And the thing about it is they could have fixed it is the point.
That's right.
My wife admits to listening to tuning into NPR sometimes in the afternoons for some of the long form stories they tell. And they do a really good job with some of that stuff. And I don't want to throw it all out with the bathwater. But when the overall bias is undeniable in their news coverage, and they seem oblivious to this. And I don't know why Congress wouldn't do this if maybe they can make it part of the reconciliation bill. Is that what they're talking about?
Well, it basically would be a rescissions package. And this is also where the president's going to ask to defund or take away most of the money going to USAID, for example. And what this is money that Congress has, quote unquote, already allocated. It's saying, no, we're actually going to take that back. So it's not going to take it out of their bank account, but they've already been given, told you're going to get this money. And they're saying, no, we're going to take it. We're going to take it back from you. But again, Mark, this is, you know, they make their own money. They don't just exist by public funding. So they can continue to go, but there's absolutely willing or to continue to broadcast, but there's no reason that they should get money that no one else, I mean, does Fox News get $1 billion from the government every year?
They wish.
I don't think so. Yeah, they may wish. But why, and why should they? They clearly, in their reporting, skew to the right. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. But okay, fine. They do it on their own. They have advertisers. They have viewers. The reality is, NPR, and you rightly pointed, the article we had in the Daily Signal talks about this, in their Washington bureau, which of course covers most of their coverage of what's happening in government and politics, of all the reporters in there, every single one of them, every single person that works there was a registered Democrat. Not one person was a registered Republican.
I mean,
there's no way you can be fair and balanced when that's what your staff is.
Speaking of fair and balance, there was another article in the Daily Signal talking about the mainstream media's just love affair with Joe Biden. He's, for whatever reason, doing these public speeches. He was speaking of a few days ago, and he was trashing Donald Trump, which I thought was odd. You know, how often does that happen where someone who was beat in an election is still bashing his then opponent? What is going on here?
Well, what's going on is that the press hates, by and large, doesn't like Donald Trump, and they may not love Joe Biden, but they're not going to treat him poorly. We had an article about this, and I think it was spot on. It was Victor Davis Hanson who actually did this. He said, look, I watched the speech two or three times, and then I would look at the news coverage in places like the Wall Street Journal, where you would expect maybe a little bit better. And it's like the reality of what I watched and what they reported, it was like two different things. You know, I mean, he fumbled through his speech. He didn't make a lot of sense in much of his speech. I mean, it's what most of us saw over the past few years, certainly in the last 6 months of his presidency. And yet, to read the article, it was as though, there was nothing wrong with the speech. He was just complaining about how Trump is wrong on this and Trump is going to do that. And it's like, that really wasn't the point of the speech. The point of the speech was that Joe Biden shouldn't be out there giving any speeches.
Yeah, very true. There was a great clip yesterday with Elizabeth Warren and some podcaster who called her out on that. I don't know if you saw it or not. I've got the sound here somewhere, but she basically says, you can't be serious. Like, you didn't notice anything. You said he was still just fine.
He was standing.
He was standing.
The standard's very, very low.
he was standing. Okay, things are great. That's wonderful.
Nothing to see here.
But, you know, the good news is that there are some people like that podcaster who I don't believe is a conservative. And they're just going to be more. I mean, we've already had, one or two books come out of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Biden, that stuff's going to continue to drip out, and the left's going to continue to have to answer questions because they lied to the public for several years about what they knew was going on.
What did they know, and when did they know?
Well, remember with even Kamala Harris for 60 Minutes, they were choosing to take certain things that put her in a better light. So it's just going to continue with the Democrats, and the mainstream media feeds right into it.
They totally do. But the good news is, Kim, I think most of the public is onto it. And that's one reason NPR and others are freaked out, is because I think they realize the gig is up and we're not just going to keep getting the money like we've always got. No matter what we do, we can behave however we want, report however we want, and Congress is just going to keep giving us money. That's why all the agencies in Washington are upset. Trump is finally doing what so many people have said, which is you can't keep, you know, just blasting out taxpayer dollars and not being accountable. And we're coming in and we're looking at your books. It's happening in agency after agency after agency. And they don't like it because they're being held accountable for once.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, again, the public sees a lot of this. And I think they're on, you know, most of the polls that you see, most people like what they see the Trump administration doing. And I think that's going to be true of NPR. Nobody is going to be crying because NPR is losing their funding.
That is absolutely the truth. Genevieve Wood, thank you as always.
Thank you.
You bet. Senior advisor at Heritage and heritage.org, dailysignal.com, if you want to go check them out. Some news in the gun world, and we're going to get to attorney Jeremy Rosenthal talking about that coming up here at about 7:35, and then we'll get to Kim on a Whim at about a quarter till. We're going to be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.